USA News. I'm Jerry Barmish. Are there cracks in Russia's involvement in Ukraine?
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that the brief uprising led by a private military organization highlights significant internal divisions within Russia concerning its involvement in the Ukrainian conflict.
This is an unfolding story, and I think we're in the midst of a moving picture. We haven't seen the last act. We're watching it very closely and carefully.
During his appearance on CBS Face the Nation, Blinken said that the Kremlin's initial anticipation of a swift annexation of Ukraine 16 months ago has now transformed into a defensive stance against the Wagner Group's actions over the weekend. I'm John Schaefer.
The latest entry in the GOP presidential race, former Texas Congressman Will Hurd, is accusing the White House of doing nothing regarding the Wagner Group rebellion against Russia.
The only thing we've been hearing out of the Biden administration, the Biden White House, is that we're actively monitoring.
Heard appearing on ABC's This Week. Former Vice President Mike Pence says it's premature for any of the presidential candidates to talk about a pardon for former President Trump.
I don't understand why some of the other people running for president in the Republican primary assume that the president will be found guilty.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, the former Indiana governor said he knows what goes into granting a pardon and takes the process, quote, very seriously. Pence declined to say whether he would pardon Trump if convicted. The aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan has sailed into Da Nang in central Vietnam just weeks after the Southeast Asian nation protested about Chinese ships sailing in its waters. Washington and Hanoi are looking to deepen ties 10 years after signing the comprehensive partnership. Cleanup efforts are taking place following a train derailment at a Montana River on Saturday. Train officials say the tankers were carrying asphalt and molten sulfur. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
The leaders of Hollywood's biggest entertainment union believe progress is being made in contract negotiations with the major studios. In a video message posted online Saturday, SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher and Chief Negotiator Duncan Crabtree Ireland announced talks between their union and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers are going well. Here's your chance for a piece of music history.
$95,000, that's the starting bid for a piece of Elvis.
Lord Almighty, feel my temperature rising.
The Moments in Time memorabilia company is putting a Bible signed by Elvis Presley up for auction. It was originally given to Presley as a gift from a fan and was handed around to several relatives before winding up on the auction block. Elvis signed the cover of the Bible, and a photo of himself with his mother is tucked inside. I'm Jeremy Scott.
A rarity at the box office. Sony's Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is back in the driver's seat. It returns to number one in its fourth weekend. With more than $19 million domestically, it has made more than $315 million across North America. Pixar's Elemental remained in second place at $18.5 million. Four non-astronauts are embarking on a 12-month experiment designed to simulate life on Mars. NASA says the goal is to examine the potential physical and mental effects of arriving and then living on the red planet, all from the Johnson Space Center in Texas. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.